This is Jim Linder. Today, our intercessory prayer comes from Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus, found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. Let us pray for families, whether refugee families or families who've lost a loved one to the virus, or your own family feeling the stress of online education or being locked in your house. Lord, hear our prayers. Continuing with Paul's prayer, I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. May we pray for that strength and that rootedness and groundedness in love for ourselves, for those that we love, and for our world. Lord, hear our prayers. Continuing Paul's prayer, I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. May we pray for this wisdom and emotional comfort in this time of stress. Lord, hear our prayers. Continuing Paul's prayer, now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. God, we pray that you would accomplish more than we can ask or imagine at this time, that you would be glorified among all people at all times, forever and ever. Amen.